Our guest at the cafe this morning is Kara Wallace, and Kara is the band director for the Commerce ISD and certainly Commerce High School Band. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
And we're going to talk with her about band, but first we want to talk about something coming up Saturday, April 13th, and it's the first time that I know of we've had anything like this called the Taste of Commerce.
Yes, sir. It's going to be fun.
Fundraiser for the band.
Yes, strictly for the band, for the high school and the middle school bands.
So this involves a lot more than the restaurants in Commerce, but specifically it involves almost all of the restaurants in Commerce.
Pretty much. We'll have 20 restaurants there representing, so they'll each have a booth. You buy a ticket for $20 and you get a little punch and you get to go to each restaurant and get a sample of what they bring. So each restaurant has donated their time, their efforts, and 300 samples for our city and for everybody just to discover what we have here in Commerce. Mm-hmm.
So rather than going from restaurant to restaurant, they'll all be in one place?
Correct, right in the square.
In downtown, yep, Commerce.
From 2 to 4, April 13th.
2 to 4 p.m., and yep, they'll all have samples. I'll tell you one thing, one of my little pet peeves, and I have many, the older I get, when people say, well, there's no good restaurants here in Commerce. And my gosh, there's a lot of them.
And
there really are quite a few.
It's true. And I told a teacher over at the high school about it. And I said, yeah, we have 20 restaurants. He goes, we have 20 restaurants, right, in Commerce? I said, we do. And they're actually very good.
And so they're not all fast food places. Nothing wrong with fast food. But there's a lot of local places as well that, yeah, I think are quite good. So I think this is a good thing. So it's mainly going to be there on the square in downtown Commerce, 2 to 4. You go around and sample all the different, mm-hmm, things. And but also, there's some other events taking place.
Oh, yeah. So we're doing, the CISD has a bike rodeo where kids come in and learn about bike safety. There's going to be free helmets being passed out as long as we have them. And you can bring your bike, or they have bikes that you can use. So it's a lot of fun. This is the second year that they've done it. And we wanted to join forces, and because safety is a huge concern, but just getting these kids out and letting them know. Yeah.
Yeah. And that takes place where?
That's going to be near Muggs.
That'll be downtown.
Yeah, downtown as well. Right with us. So you can go get your samples and then go ride your bike. And then there's one more thing that we have, though. Uh-huh. So the Chevrolet dealership is also donating some cars. I think it's by Huffman's is where we're going to do the drive one for your school. And you're going to drive for your band. And so every car truck that you drive, $25 goes to a band kid. And they're completely donating that to us, and it's just wonderful. So, and there's no, you know, you don't have to sign, you know, you're, mm-hmm, not signing your life away. You're not, mm-hmm, not anything like that. But every kid, that's going to go towards their band fees or their trip fees. We're going to take a big trip next year. So,
and that'll also be downtown then at the Huffman's Farm Supply.
Correct.
So that's good too. We're talking with Kara Wallace, and Kara is the Commerce ISD band director and high school band director. Taste of Commerce, Saturday, April 13th. You guys did pretty good last fall in band.
Yes, sir. We have. We did very well. Yeah, we got superior ratings. We got first divisions. The children really just came in. I came in 2 weeks before band started, and they were just ready to work. And
you started just before the fall semester began.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 2 weeks before, like in July is when I started. So
yeah,
it was a little crazy, but it was, we were very successful this fall.
And we should say first division superior rating. You can't do any better than that.
No, sir. It was just about perfect. Just about perfect. And this year, the 2019-2020, we'll be having we might be able to get into the state marching band. So every other year, you can compete at the state level for marching band.
I see.
Yeah. So this year, if we get our superior ratings and we advance to area, then we could advance to state, and that's a goal. That's a goal of ours.
But so is there a state champion band?
There is
at each level.
Yep, yep. But from 1A to 6A.
But you can't. But schools are not able to compete every year.
No, it's every other year. Yes, sir.
Because I guess there's so many bands.
Yes, yeah. It's a lot. It's a 3-day event for either 1A, 3A, 5A, or 2A, 4A, 6A. So a lot of bands in the state of Texas.
Since then, you've had one band member make Allstate.
Oh, yes, sir. Lucas Condor. He is a freshman. He's a percussionist. And statistically speaking, freshmen don't make the Allstate band. Mm. So this is where every student in the state of Texas competes from 1A to 6A. And Lucas got 7th. In the 3A students. So he competed against about 2,000 other students. And he's just an incredible young man, and I can't wait to see what he does these next 3 years.
Wow. He's a freshman.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen.
No. I mean, he may not be able to put his shoes away when he gets home, but he can really play that marimba, you know.
How many kids in the band?
Right now at the high school, we have 78. And that's not counting color guard. And in the middle school, we have 133. And so we're going to recruit. We only have 11 seniors this year. I'm going to miss those guys.
Now that was the football team's problem last year, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So just to recap, Taste of Commerce, 2 to 4 p.m. Saturday, April 13th, big fundraiser for the band.
Yes, sir, rain or shine. Oh, and we'll have swag bags.
Okay.
Yeah, every person that buys a ticket gets a bag filled with coupons and just things from sponsors around the area. So
terrific.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to it. Thanks.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Kara Wallace, Commerce High School and Commerce ISD Band Director. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.